This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Cairo. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Japan's nuclear crisis grew even more critical today when the small number of remaining workers at a stricken nuclear plant were withdrawn, at least temporarily, due to a spike in radiation levels. And in a rare public statement, the Emperor of Japan expressed grave concern about risks to the country. Thousands have been evacuated from their homes near the nuclear plant. Many more thousands lost their homes in last week's earthquake and tsunami. The homeless are camped out in rescue centers in northern Japan. NPR's Dwali Saikato has this report from one of those shelters.
At this high school gym in Koriyama City, men and women are huddled around a kerosene heater while a tea kettle boils on top. A man refills it because the demand for hot beverage is high. It's near freezing, and now the snow has started falling outside. Inside, kids have little to do but run around the gym. Keishu Maeda approaches us and is eager to talk. He's had little to do since he arrived from Okuma, some 30 miles east of here. His home, like most of the people sleeping in this gym, was devastated by the earthquake.
And how are you sleeping? What do you do during the day?
Nothing. I have nothing to do. Back and forth to the toilet, you know, that's all. And eating, you know, that's all I can do.
He surprises us when he says he used to work at the Fukushima nuclear plant years ago as a worker cleaning up biochemical waste. When asked about his friends, some who still work there, he shows concern but shakes his head.
I trusted them. I trusted them. Even the big earthquake happened, nothing is going to be worried about, I thought. But no, not anymore, you know.
What do you think about the explosions?
It's just devastating, you know. I have no hope, and I can't see any future. I can't see any future for myself and for my family and for everybody, you know.
Harumi Takahashi is also from Okuma. She's with her family members. All are sleeping on newly purchased blankets. Under one of them, her dog, a dachshund, sleeps.
They're just sitting here all day. They don't have TV. They can't see what's going on. So it's not about getting angry or upset. They're not even seeing the video of what's happening there. So they really have no idea what's going on or what to think about anything.
But aren't these people telling them anything?
They don't know anything really who these people are.
Asked how she's faring, she says,
There seems to be plenty of food. Yeah, plenty of food and water.
And strawberries. Strawberries, are they good right
Oishii.
Now?
Ichigo wa ima season.
Oishii.
Oishii, okay, yeah. Yokatta. Yeah.
But in another corner is a 69-year-old grandmother with a face mask on, bundled by herself on a small blanket. Bags are stacked next to her, as well as a box. She's reading the latest newspaper. On the front page, an image of the four nuclear reactors, one burning. When approached, she looks like she's strong and holding up okay.
Of course, she's very worried about it. She was opposed to these plants from the very beginning. She's very anti-nuclear. You know, think about the Hiroshima atomic attack. This just is a tearful situation.
She continues talking, even striking at the newspaper on top of her little box. Then suddenly, she breaks down. For a long while, she spoke about her missing family members in the hardest-hit areas in Sendai, about how she's by herself, and about how wrong Japan is for having nuclear plants. People start to stare, but she's adamant that she's right. Just look, she said. Look at what's happening now. Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, Koriyama City.